Senate Bill 98, an act to provide for specific penalties for certain fifth and subsequent offenses driving under the influence convictions.
Senate Bill 98 has had its second reading, is now up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Senator Abdallah.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 98 has been dubbed DUI Extreme. Senate Bill 98 has been endorsed by the South Dakota State's Attorneys Association, South Dakota Sheriffs, South Dakota Police Chiefs, and the South Dakota Highway Patrol. Senate Bill 98 allows for a fifth conviction of DUI to go from a Class 5 to a Class 4 felony. And the wording is may. The court may go from a Class 5 to a Class 4 felony in sentencing, which means they may impose, instead of 5 years, up to 10 years in the penitentiary for a fifth and subsequent conviction of DUI. The present law stops at 5 years. So on a fifth DUI now or 55 DUIs, the court can only impose a 5-year sentence. Last month, well, now this is February. In December, in Rapid City, a person was arrested for the 34th DUI. The only time, that he wasn't driving drunk is when he was in jail. Mothers Against Drunk Drivers speculates that the average person arrested for DUI has driven drunk 88 times. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the average person arrested drunk has driven 100 times. In the case of this man in Rapid City, he's driven drunk every day for 8 years, 2 months, and 12 days. Every day he's driven drunk. That's a big part of his life. Several months ago, we're all familiar with up in the Wabe area, where a third-time DUI driver snuffed out a whole family, a wife and 5 children. He was driving under suspension at the time. And now, he's charged with vehicular homicide, but that isn't going to bring the family back. This bill is designed to go after the chronic drunk drivers, the ones that can't be rehabilitated, and the only thing is when they're locked up, they won't be killing anybody. I handed out at your desk an article out of the Sunday Argus Leader just 2 days ago, where a judge in Sioux Falls sentenced a person to 5 years in the penitentiary for a fifth DUI at 22 years old. 22 years old and he's got his fifth DUI. There's no chance of rehabilitating that person, and the only thing to do is keep him off the road from killing people. Yesterday after this session of the Senate, a couple met me at the back of the hall, and they're from Custer, South Dakota. And they wanted to encourage passage of this bill and another companion bill over in the House. They said their son and grandson was killed by a drunk driver about 2 years ago in the Custer County area. Upon talking to him a little longer, I found out who the drunk driver was. It was their son. He killed his son and himself, and his wife was seriously injured, because they're chronic drunk drivers, according to their own parents. Their blood alcohol was over double the legal limit. I've been in the legislature 5 years, and every year when something comes up about DUI, I hear the story, these people are sick, they're ill, they're this, they're that, we gotta cure them, putting them in prison isn't the answer. Prior to that, 5 years on the Highway Patrol, I heard the same story. So for 10 years, I've been hearing this story about what should be done with them, and I don't disagree. But until somebody comes up with a better answer, I think the chronic drunk drivers should be put away. Now, I also heard arguments, well, 0.08, anybody can get a 0.08, and we don't want them in the penitentiary. First of all, 0.08, I know of no state's attorney that's ever prosecuted a 0.08. And they don't go to the penitentiary for their first offense or second offense, and usually not the third. There's very little difference driving drunk, and especially over way over the allowed legal limit, than putting a gun to somebody's head, a revolver to somebody's head with one bullet in it. You pull that trigger 5 times, somebody's going to die. And chances are, you got a drunk driver out there for the 5th time, he's going to kill somebody, or maybe himself. We make a big deal out of it. We're worried about what we're going to do with it. Just a handful of drunk drivers. But I think we're forgetting about part of our obligation as legislators is to protect the public. I don't care if somebody gets drunk every day, as long as they don't drive impaired. A person just has to go out on the highway and pick up dead bodies as a result of an accident and go tell the family that their loved one was killed on the highway. You only have to do that once. I've been there and did that, and it's not pleasant to do. Now you're going to hear arguments about overcrowding in the penitentiary. You always hear about, we can't put the DUIs in the penitentiary, it's overcrowding in the penitentiary. As of January 25th, 2005, the total adult population in the South Dakota penitentiary system was 3,109. Of those, 3,109, 402 were repeat DUI offenders. Of the 402, 269 are trustees. So that leaves 135 incarcerated in the penitentiary, hardly an overcrowding issue. South Dakota has the third worst record in the United States for alcohol-related fatalities. 48 point something, almost 49%. The last statistics available were 2003, 203 fatalities in South Dakota, of which 94 were alcohol-related fatalities, almost 50%. We've got to stop the slaughter on the road and get rid of that horrible record that South Dakota has of being third in the nation, and remember that our main obligation is to protect the people. This bill is directed to a handful of people, the chronic drunk driver. And again, I want to emphasize, this is not a shall, it is a may. This allows the court on these chronic offenders to sentence them to 10 years. I could cite 100 examples of why this bill is needed, but I think you're getting the point, or at least I hope so. Drunk drivers in this state have got to be stopped. I urge your support of Senate Bill 98. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on Senate Bill 98? Senator Koistra.
Thank you, Mr. President. A question to the sponsor.
State your question.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Abdul, you and I served on that Governor's Prison Task Force, and one thing that came out of that prison task force was the Attorney General's 24/7 program, where 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, they would test them morning and afternoon. Now, you mentioned those that endorsed the program, attorneys, sheriffs. Did the Attorney General, did he endorse this? In other words, I'm supportive of this, but he mentioned also for the third, fourth, fifth, and subsequent DWI, they would possibly be able to participate. I think you mentioned where the may or the shall. Would you clarify for that for me, please? Thank you.
Senator Abdallah, do you wish to respond?
Thank you, Mr. President. It is may. It is written as may and not shall. So it's the option of the court to sentence them to the maximum. And to answer your question on the 24/7, I doubt very much the Attorney General will support a fourth and fifth offender on the 24/7. In fact, I guarantee you he won't.
Senator Koester, anything further? Further remarks on Senate Bill 98? Senator Boeb.
Mr. President, well, with some reluctance, I apparently may be one of the only ones voting against this bill today. And I certainly don't do so because I distrust or discount the enthusiasm and support and conviction that the prime sponsor and the other individuals supporting this bill bring to this issue. I'm a firm believer in discretion that we leave to the court system, and I realize that there's certainly still a range available to the judicial system along with this bill, but we are raising the bar. We've continued to raise the bar every single year, or almost every year that I've been in the legislature, from the change from 5 years to 10 years in the look-back provisions to the lowering of the blood alcohol level from 1.10 to 0.08. It's a very difficult crowd of people to stand up here and defend, but that is part of our responsibility as legislators to try and find some balance. And we are throwing an awfully big net out with this particular bill. And I'm afraid we may sweep individuals that we do not intend to include in this, and that there may be some mitigating circumstances that a particular judge in a court somewhere along the process may be able to use to say, no, it may not be appropriate in this particular case. I'm not even going to ask you to vote against the bill. I'm just explaining my own no vote.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 98? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 98. As your name is called, those in favor say aye, those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah?
Aye.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Apa? Bartling?
Aye.
Boeb?
No.
Broderick?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Dunwald?
Aye.
Dunifan?
Aye.
Early?
Gant? Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Kelly?
Aye.
Kochek?
Aye.
Knutson?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Koistra?
Aye.
Koskin?
Aye.
Lintz?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McNinney?
Aye.
Moore? Napoli?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Sutton Dan?
Aye.
Sutton Duane?
Aye.
Two bowls. APA, aye. Mr. President, ayes 33, nays 2.
Senate Bill 98, having received a majority vote of the members-elect, is declared passed. Are there questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct. At this